Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved, my radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the glorious, wonderful name of Jesus. I thank you for joining me. And as I was in prayer or preparing to make these broadcasts, as I was just seeking God, the Lord placed on my heart a couple of individuals, and I just want to minister. One is a sister, and you feel just overwhelmed and like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You are so burdened by the things that are happening in the lives of your loved one, the situations that are before you, and you're just, you feel so weak. You feel so ineffectual. You feel like you just don't know what to do anymore. You have tried, you've prayed, you've done everything you know to do, and it seems like everything is getting worse. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for this sister. And Lord, you see the heaviness of the trial. Father, you see her broken heart. And right now, Father, I thank you for the power of prayer, that Lord, as we come to you right now, Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus, she will be able to release these heavy, difficult burdens into your hands because you love and care for her so much. And Lord, that faith right now will stir in her heart. Lord, she cannot see a way out. She cannot see the resolution to all of these problems. They're so complex. Only you can make a way, Lord. And we just commit these situations into your hands. Father, she's done all that she's known to do, but Lord, she's asking right now, and I'm asking, partnering in prayer, that you will rebuke the work of darkness, that you will undertake, and that you will, Lord, release the anointing of God to destroy this yokes of bondage, and Father, that the enemy will back off now in the name of Jesus, and you will release resolution. You, most of all, Lord, right now, that you will just lift this burden and that you will let your peace descend upon her heart and spirit. I thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, you placed on my heart, there's a brother listening and you are really battling a spirit of fear right now. There are things that are happening at your place of employment and you're very concerned about being let go, laid off, whatever. And I just want to lift you to the Lord right now. Father, in Jesus' name, you see the attacks, the work of the enemy that has come against your son. And Lord, I'm believing right now that as we reach out to you, you are going to undertake. Lord, I take authority over the works of darkness and I release, Father, the protection, the blessings of Almighty God, that you will lift a standard against this flood attack of the enemy. I rebuke the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. I call forth faith, knowing, Lord, that you love your son and you are going to make a way for provision, for favor, and that, Lord, in the midst of this situation, he will keep his eyes on you, that, Lord, you're going to make a way, that you will cause the truth to be revealed, take authority over the lies that have happened in the workplace, and I release, Father, the understanding and the revelation of where things are really at, and that you will fight in his behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for it. Hallelujah. And Lord, for all those who are listening, Father, you know we've been ministering these last several days on the ability in you to be able to cope with the trials and the stress that is part of our day-to-day lives. Father, as never before, your people are under attack, not just in terms of actual persecution, but Father, just the unrelenting trials and problems the enemy would put in our path. And Father, we know sometimes the more we seek you, it seems the greater the proliferation of troubles. But nonetheless, Lord, you will lift a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, and we stand upon your word for victory. We stand upon your word for deliverance. We stand upon your word for provision. For all these things you have abundantly promised us, our exceeding great and precious promises that we have as we seek your face, as we walk in your ways. And Lord, you shall do the work. In Jesus' name, I praise you and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we are living in difficult times. And beloved, I would say as Paul, I certainly haven't obtained yet. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. But I know what it is, beloved, to feel so overwhelmed by trials and troubles when it seems like there's no end in sight, when you can't imagine how things could possibly turn out for good. Oh, you know what Romans says, all things work together for good to those who love God and called according to his purpose. But when you're in the midst of the trial, when you're in the heat of the battle, when the waters are just about overwhelming you, it's in terms of our natural faculties, it seems so impossible. But Father, you know that we serve a supernatural God, and that you're going to intervene and you're going to undertake. And so, beloved, just know that God is on your side. And I have known great and sore trials, as the psalmist said, and in every situation, God was faithful. Oh, those were difficult times, I recall, but know that I can testify that Jesus will bring you through, and he will make a way, even where there seems to be no way. And so we've been talking about how do we get through the trials in our lives, because we know that they're going to be a part of our life until Jesus returns. God is going to walk with you, beloved, through every stressful situation if you will allow him to. And of course, we might say, well, of course, but many times we are responding with anxiety, with fear, with frustration, with anger. We're responding in all the normal, natural ways, but God, at times, he will allow trials in our lives so we can learn how to respond according to how his word tells us that we should respond. James is full of instructions on how we are to do that. And he, beloved, he knows how to keep you from falling. And so many of God's dear people look at the situation and they try to figure ways to alleviate the problem. But instead of going to the Word of God, we just react on an emotional level, on a logical level, and we have to understand that whatever we do, I've had a statement or saying that in the end, people do what they want to do. They do what is a priority to them. But we know by the Word of God that it is through an act of our will that we can determine to do those things which are right according to God's word. We may not feel like forgiving someone who has wronged us, but by an act of the will, we can say, Father, you know my heart. You know what they did. You know how hurt I am. You know how angry I am, but I choose to forgive. And so, therefore, if we would be just as determined to overcome stress-filled situations in our lives, instead of what? What is the natural response? To complain, to get bitter, to lose hope, to depart from faith. If we would choose the way of the Lord, we would see God lead us through whatever those battles are to the spiritual victory. And when we have spiritual victory, those natural circumstances are going to fall into place. And you know, I've often said on this broadcast that one of my heroes is Job. And I've also said that I had a dear friend once. I thought she was joking. I thought she was kidding me, but she said, oh no, she did not read the book of Job. And it's like, what? And of course, there's that dear man went through a very great deal. And there were purposes in it. There were purposes in Job's life, purposes that were to be realized in the lives of his three comforters. And yet, I have summarized in simplicity, in terms of my own mind, the whole point of the book, and that can be found in that opening chapter. Look at this, and beloved, this is the point, I believe, of the trials you are going through. In verse 7, chapter 1, the Lord, notice this, the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Satan answered the Lord, and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, mark this, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" That's a ancient word meaning avoids evil. And then listen to what Satan says right back to God. "Doth Job fear God for naught or for nothing? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance increase in the land. But put forth thine hand now, touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." I could read more, but the Lord basically said, go ahead, Satan, but don't take his life. And the purpose of the book is that God is vindicated by a just and an upright man who was sorely tried in ways that we have not fully experienced in every area of his life. Then Satan comes back after his children are killed and his wife said, curse God and die. Then he undergoes physical affliction. But in the end, it is proven before the court of heaven that there is a man on earth, and of course he's representative, I believe, the saints through the ages. No matter how they're tested, they will love and serve God. And if we will do as Job did, speak the thing about the Lord that is right, I'll share on tomorrow's broadcast, then we will see that God will bless us. He was best blessed double of all that he had. And so just be encouraged, beloved. God is showing the forces of hell that regardless of whatever testings you are going through, you're trusting God, you're loving God, and because of that, you will see victory in your life. Praise God. And besides that, your prayers are being heard. I pray for you every day, even though you've never written. I pray for my radio family. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do invite you to write those, that brother, that sister, that the Lord put on my heart. If you would just want to share any specifics, I can pray in the power of agreeing prayer with you. But I'm believing the work to be started as we shared together, that the work is going to be accomplished. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address, our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,